Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Buckle your seatbelts, folks, and get your dialing finger ready, because you're going to want to stay tuned for this ride, and you're going to want to talk to this guy. His name is Floyd Hurt. He's our friend. He's a member of the Brain Trust, and he is the author of Rousing Creativity, an outstanding book, which is about to change forms in a minute. We're going to get him to tell us about that a little bit. For over 28 years, Floyd Hurt has been involved in every phase of sales, marketing, and advertising, from pounding the streets of New York as a sales representative to developing and marketing new products. He is, as I call him, Mr. Creativity. He has developed something that we're going to get him to tell us about that he calls the Benefit Finder. Floyd, welcome back to the show.
Jim, how the world are you?
I'm great, sir. Thank you for being with
us. What I want to know is, what exactly is a brain trust?
The brain
is it a trust or trust?
Trust.
Keep your brain from falling out, right?
You know, it's much too early for your wit here, Floyd.
It's not that early, Jim. Come on, say 15. Give us a break.
Well, but in California, it's a lot earlier than that.
Well, that's true. I forget about that. Well, the in Kathmandu, it's later, too, so it's okay.
Were you making a joke, or did you really want to know what the brain trust is?
You can tell what the brain trust is. I want to
know
what I'm a part of. I love that.
The brain trust is a group of over 60 experts, or alleged experts like you, who join the show on a regular basis and tell and help my audience to be more successful. And that's what you're supposed to be doing, Floyd, instead of causing trouble.
Well, a trouble in the morning is always kind of fun, you know.
Well, like I said, folks, buckle your seatbelts, because it's going to be a wild ride. It always is when Floyd's here. You never know what's going to be coming up next. Floyd, before we get into the Benefit Finder, your book, Rousing Creativity, used to be in a three-ring binder. Actually,
right.
Maybe it still is. In fact, I still have one or two of those.
Mm-hmm.
That we've given away a few of those on the show before, and we might even give one today if someone wanted one. But it's about to change forms, isn't it?
Actually, Jim, we're supposed to receive the first five copies today. It was Jim told me, I got it works with me named Jim also, so it's a little confusing.
Jim Hinterberry is an outstanding individual.
Yeah, I think he's on parole, so he's doing really well.
Out on work release.
Out on work release today. Uh-huh. No, he does really, really well. He's an amazing son of a guy. But he told me that the book was actually shipped out of the printer on Tuesday, I think. So it'll be showing up in your neighborhood bookstores, et cetera, sometime within the next month, I hope.
And it used to be in a three-ring binder where you could pop pages in and out and add things to it, but now you're actually going to bind it up like a real live book.
It's a real grown-up book now, as opposed to... I like both of them. The reason we really enjoy the three-ring binder is exactly what you said. I can take a page out, Xerox it, do what I want to, but now you just lay the book flat and do the same thing.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's only changed forms. Its function remains the same. And the function is to make you think.
And where will the book be available?
You know, right now it'll be available through Crisp Publishing, or you can come to us directly, because we don't know all the places it'll be yet. But if you want to come to us directly, you can either go to the website, which is www.rousingcreativity, all one word, which is also the name of the book.
.com.
.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can call us at 1-800-THINK-NEW in you.
All right. Think new. We'll get you to give that number out again a little bit later. All right. Now, I have in my hand the neatest little gimmick, tool, feature, whatever you want to call it, that I have ever seen. It's called the Benefit Finder. It's a little, almost a paperweight kind of thing. It's a little highly polished brass tool, and I'm calling it a tool because I think that's what it is, in complete with instruction kit. Now tell me, you talked to us once before. You told us you were working on the Benefit Finder,
right?
But you had not completed it yet, and you sort of teased us with a little bit. Tell us what the Benefit Finder is.
All right, let me sort of work from the genesis, because I think that helps a little bit. I do a lot of speaking and workshops on creative strategy and marketing. And one of the exercises I do when I first start is to have people list the features and the benefits of either their product or their service or whatever it might be. Then I have them, we talk about them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And invariably, Jim, people, when they start listing the benefits, they list a benefit as a feature.
Mm-hmm.
For an example, they will consider that if you're making a computer that you've got a gazillion gigabytes as a benefit to someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it winds up on the benefit side. And it's always frustrating, no matter how hard you try to have people understand this. It just seems that they love what they're making so much that they think that everyone in the world, they're going to love the features. So I was in California one time giving a talk on the airplane coming back. And, you know, if you work with people long enough, after a while they begin to understand it. But I said, there must be a better way so that people can actually delineate between the two. Because all we sell are benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people do not care that I have 50 gigabytes in my computer. People do not care that I have a downtown location for my restaurant. They do not care that I can turn laundry around in 2 days or in a day or whatever it is.
Those are all features.
Those are all features. And we think it's important. We work forever on our restaurant to make it really, we have wonderful decor. Okay, we work really hard to do that.
To acquire that perfect location.
To acquire the perfect location, and we think that's the thing that's going to bring people in.
To develop this wonderful new color that's all the rage right now.
Absolutely, all features.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I was sitting on the airplane noodling this out. I said, how can I make people really understand the difference so they are forced to ask a question? Now,
mm-hmm.
if you think about features and benefits, just in your mind, when you discuss a feature, the first question that pops into your target market's mind is, so what? Okay, you've got this wonderful feature. They're looking at you like you got three heads and say, so what? Why do I care? I move over to the benefits. This is the so what. So I kept thinking, how do I make that work? So I came up with two phrases, which I think are clearly the best marketing phrases in the history of America. All marketing goes by the wayside when you hear these.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, under features, because we have. Now, that gets you into the mindset of what specifically do I have as a manufacturer or a service provider? What specific things do I have? I have a good location. I have 15 tellers in my bank. I have a shoe store that's open 24 hours a day.
I have overnight delivery.
Overnight delivery. I list everything. And when I say everything, Jim, I mean you list everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always amazed at how people don't and really think that the fact that they just painted new stripes in their parking lot is not a feature.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that if it wasn't a feature?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so then you've got because we have, which is the feature. Then you move to the other side of the equation. And the phrase you say before you repeat your feature, because we have downtown location, on the other side of the equation you go, you can or will. Then this becomes a benefit.
All right. Now, stand by. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Folks, the Benefit Finder is actually a little tool that I'm holding in my hand. It comes in a little pouch with instructions. And we got a couple we'll give away. It will help you, especially it'll help you some of your salespeople. If you need that, just give us a call. We'll be glad to send you one for free. It's a $25 value, 888-822-8255. We are back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. And our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can go to find the Brain Trust with a T, members. And that's where you can go when you get to the Brain Trust part of my website. You can find the name Floyd Hurt and click on that name. That will take you to Floyd's bio, including links to his website and his email. And learn a little bit more about him, how to see if he offers something that you'd be interested in, which I know that he would. And Floyd Hurt, thank you for joining us today again. And
no problem.
We're talking about the Benefit Finder,
okay,
which is an outstanding tool for helping people not get features and benefits confused, which when you get features and benefits confused, you lose sales.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, you do. And just to continue, Jim, you know, on this flight coming back, with those two phrases, because we have, you can or will, those two phrases in and of themselves really force people to start thinking about their product and what they're actually offering their audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things it does. It'll also encourage your creativity in how you present what you're offering.
Right.
But let me continue with sort of...
Yeah, you had just started telling us about how to list the benefits.
All right, so we were listing the benefits, and you go down each... Every time you look at the feature, before you think about the feature, you say to yourself, because we have this feature, then you repeat, you can or will. Now I am forced to put it into the mind of, I'm forced to jump into the mind of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I have this, my client can or will do this. That tells me what they like about it. What will work? Because we have a downtown location, you can shop while you're down there. You have easy access to it. You don't have to go searching around for other places way on the hinterlands. You look for the benefits to the client.
Now, here's the thing that now I'm getting into the mind, because this is my perspective as well. I'm getting into the mind of the seller now, the person that's offering these features. And they're saying to you and me, when we say what you just said, they're saying, well, they already know they can do errands downtown. But that's not the point. It's your obligation to plant that seed in the customer's mind, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's number one. And number two, as you start doing this, a feature and a benefit will come out that you didn't expect.
Yeah.
So you've got to look. I had a long conversation with someone the other day about features and benefits, and we were talking about commodities, okay? Mm-hmm. We were talking about sugar. Now, I just got back from Amsterdam a couple of weeks, last week, and I was actually in this restaurant, and I took a pack of sugar, and I poured it out. And the crystals in this sugar were really big. They were, I can't tell, they were like large grains of sand, as mm-hmm. opposed to American sugar, which is mm-hmm. usually pretty fine. Now, one could say the difference in the sugars is the size of the crystals. That's the only difference. Now, is there a benefit to that? I could make a benefit to that. I could say it doesn't clog up as quickly. It spoons easier. I can find the benefit. Mm-hmm. But when you're dealing with a commodity, you've got to find the one thing, the one benefit that you can amplify and make it very interesting to people.
All right.
That loop again, if I was telling you, a feature is so what? A benefit is prove it, which feeds back into the feature. So see, it's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to good marketing here is to hook your client with the benefit and then, you know, can support your proposition with your feature. Now, the problem I have with that, obviously, is that, you know, you're sitting here in the abstract saying, okay, that's really nice, so we take a piece of paper right on the left-hand side, you know, features because we have on the right-hand side, you can or will benefit. It didn't have any oomph. Okay. So what I was looking for was a mnemonic device, something that would give me a whole different, real, honest-to-goodness, tactile difference.
Something
I could hold.
Something you hold in your hand.
Something I could hold in my hand, something that I would have to deal with, and it would be in front of me all the time. And
mm-hmm.
that's where this ingot came from.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I went to, there's a company here in Virginia called Virginia Metal Crafters, which are one of the best manufacturers of brass in the world. And
I thought mine was gold. It's brass?
Yours is gold. We like you a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to make sure.
So I had it cast. These things are all hand cast and hand polished and everything else because I just wanted something that would make people constantly think about it. So when you sit down with whatever you're working on, you put this little benefit finder on the top of the page. You draw a line down the center, and then it sets up the little arrows on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And you list your benefit, your features on one side, and you come back and you work with your benefits on the other side.
And well, I tell you, I can see this being a great brainstorming tool when you're getting your salespeople or whoever, whatever you're working on, and to put this in front of everybody and put this on the top of the, as you say, on the top of the legal pad or whatever, and draw a line down, and it actually keeps the concept of the benefit finder in front of you at all times.
That's called a benefit briefing.
Yeah.
You know, you do a benefit briefing before you have a sales meeting or when you're developing a new product or when you're writing an ad campaign or whatever you're doing, so you're always, always thinking about the benefits.
We're going to talk about the benefit briefing some more when we come back after these messages. Folks, we're still giving away some benefit binders, 888-822-8255. Stay with us. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. If you would like to join me and our good friend and our special guest this hour, Floyd Hurt, all you have to do is dial 1-888. Actually, you don't dial anymore, do you? Does anybody actually dial out there anymore?
I dial.
Press 8, we have a cheer fossil, 1-888-822-8255. You got to come into the 20th century here.
I still have a rotary phone here.
You do?
Yeah, one of you hold one in and talk on the other end, you know, the little ball.
The old candlestick phone, yeah. I believe that about you,
Jeff,
Floyd.
Just let me say, we had to break what we were talking about was the benefit finder and
mm-hmm.
and how it really applies to small business. I think that's... Let me just equate that for a second, because you know I am a small business owner. I own an advertising agency.
Yes.
It's considered a small business. And in my business of advertising and promotion, I see so many small business people jump into their business because they love it. They just love their particular kind of thing, whether it's a mm-hmm. gift shop or whether it's maybe a car wash or whatever it might be. They just love it. And they tend to forget that their passion may not be shared.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the way in which they're presenting it. That's why, as a small business owner, you are constantly having to sit back and say, what am I offering my client? Not, what do I love?
Mm-hmm.
The amalgam between the two is what you're after, to be sure you're giving the client something that the client can really use that you absolutely love. So that's why when I list the features, let me give you an example, one of the things I did. Because this is sort of reverse benefit finding, which is really kind of fun. I wanted to find an example that I could show in my presentations about how to use this. So I said, okay, let me pretend I'm putting together a restaurant. Now, I said to myself, what features would I like as a buyer in a restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
as someone visiting a restaurant, what features would I find interesting? Or kind of like, let me just see my ideal restaurant that I would put together. So I started listing them. You know, I want it downtown, I want a good wine selection, I want great chefs, I want a wonderful atmosphere. And one of the things I came up with was I wanted it in an old Victorian building, because I think it might be kind of fun.
Right.
So here I'm sitting here, and then I go over to the other side and say, now what is the benefit to my clients for all that? Okay, and I start listing each of the benefits. And for each feature, I might have 4, 5, 6, maybe 10 benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not all of equal value. So I rate each of the benefits and say, I can see how people who are interested in going to a restaurant would really like this benefit. Then I look for the unique benefit.
Mm-hmm.
What makes my restaurant different than Taco Bell or whatever it might be? So when I got down to the fact that it's going to be an old Victorian building, I said, well, what would I call this restaurant? And I call it the Naughty Victorian. Which, see how it works together.
The Naughty Victorian.
The Naughty Victorian.
Yeah. Oxymoron.
Then everything fits into the, I mean, it all falls together.
Mm-hmm.
Every bit of it. How am I going to, what's the decor? What's it going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my creative strategy, my primary selling proposition is imperfect for the whole family. So it all fits together. Because I didn't get so locked in on what I wanted, I want to know what the client wants.
Right.
Okay. That's where the benefit finder, or any kind of analysis of benefits, I don't want to just say the benefit finder is the only way of doing it. But a true analysis of your benefits yields what the client cares about, number one. Number two, it yields a lot of thinking on how you can present that. In the seminars I work on, I have a sheet, a separate sheet, where people are listing benefits. They turn it over, they have an idea, they draw a picture of it, they draw a headline of it, or whatever they're going to do, because ideas start to flow here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time when you get creative. It's when you're thinking about the benefits.
One of the benefits of the Benefit Finder, I think, and you touched on it a minute ago, but we didn't elaborate on it, and I'd like to do that now, is you actually start to put yourself in the inside of the head of your customers and prospects. And when you start identifying the benefits that your features are going to deliver, what you find out two things, I think. You'll get two surprises. One surprise is you'll find out, you'll identify some things that you hadn't thought about before, that this feature provides a benefit that you had not thought about before. And the other thing that I think will surprise you is that you will probably identify some benefits that once you think about it a little bit, you'll realize that aren't as big a deal to the customer as you think they are.
Absolutely. You get so enamored with them. It also allows you to test some things. As people come in to your store, you can ask them, is this a benefit to you?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, I don't care. Does this feature mean anything? No, not really. So you know you might be promoting the wrong area.
Well, or it might even be passé. Now, let's say that you are a restaurant in your downtown area, and for the last several years you've been saying things like you said earlier, while you're downtown you can run errands. That's one of the benefits of eating with us, one of the benefits of us being downtown. But what if everything's moved out into the suburbs?
No longer
nobody's
benefit.
Downtown.
It's not,
well, you got to come up with another benefit.
You got to look in there and say, what am I offering? Am I offering ambiance? Am I offering food? I'm offering wine? Am I offering? What am I offering?
Right.
Then you've got to find something else to draw people in. Now remember, the thing you're always looking for in your benefits, you want every benefit to sort of work together. It becomes part of the whole, as the French say, maison sans, the whole ball of wax.
No, wait, Floyd. Most of us are only monolingual. Okay, so tell us what that means.
That means the whole ball of wax.
The
whole thing that fits together.
When you listen to the Small Business Advocate Show, you get not only do you get information and we have a lot of fun, but we also have some culture and a language lesson.
Listen, we got culture here.
That's right.
All right, listen, we're talking culture. But you do, each benefit, all your benefits must work together. But the thing you're always looking for is the one that makes you interesting and unique. That's why you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're competing in a world full of restaurants, Taco Bells, Denny's, they're all out there, if that's what we're talking about. How are you doing?
Say the French word again.
Maison sans.
Maison sans. The whole ball of wax.
The whole ball of wax.
We're going to be right back with the whole ball of wax and Floyd Hurd in just a few minutes. It's 39 after. We're going to take a quick break. 888-822-8255. Stay with us, please. All right, we're back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 44 after. Thank you very much for joining us. Floyd Hurd is our special guest, and we're talking about the Benefit Finder. Before we continue our discussion, I want to remind you about some of our next guests coming up. Mark Isenson is going to be with us coming up, and he's going to be talking to us about how to invest in yourself. Also, some of the guests in the days ahead are going to include some of the top people at the SBA. They're going to be with us to tell us about the Small Business Week, which is coming up the end of this month. I'm looking forward to that. Steve Martin is going to be back with us in the days ahead to talk to us about how to prevent problems in your organization and a lot of other stuff that I'll tell you about as we go through the days. And Floyd, let's continue to talk about the Benefit Finder. And one of the things that I want to make sure we don't forget to do is to talk about what you call the Benefit Briefing.
Good.
Tell us what that is.
All right. A Benefit Briefing, the most important thing, I think, in a small business, or in any business, quite frankly, is that everyone understands what the benefits of the product that you're manufacturing or service you're offering is to the client. Everybody needs to know that. So one of the first things I always tell people is, within your own organization, give everyone a benefit finder. Have them go out and go independent of each other, do a features and benefits analysis on their own. Okay, they sit down, they take a piece of paper, they put the benefit sign at the top, they list the features, they list the benefits, and then you come back and you start discussing it. Everyone discusses each of the features that they think offer certain benefits. So then you can start triaging the ones, and everybody understands what the most important features and benefits are that we're offering our client. So when the phone rings, people are not wandering around all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most important thing. Every time you have an opportunity, if you sit down, you know, if you were doing the small advocate benefits, features and benefits analysis, that's a benefit briefing for yourself.
Right.
Sit down and you think about it. You just brief yourself on all the things you're offering people. And I firmly believe you should do it once a month, or at least once a quarter, if nothing else.
And every time you have one of your meetings with your staff. Floyd, speaking of the phone call, James tells me the phone is ringing. James, who we got?
Jim, we have Sam calling from Maryland online.
Hi, Sam.
Yes, good morning, Jim. How are you?
Fine. Say hello to Floyd Hurt.
How are you, sir? Good morning.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I like your book.
Oh, good. You have it?
Not yet. What I hear from you, this is very good.
Oh, well, good. I'd love to have it, yes.
Thanks, Sam. What can we do for you?
Can I have this book, please?
The Benefit Finder? Would you like to have the Benefit Finder?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good
Jim,
for you,
I want to tell you something before you start.
Mm-hmm.
You are my hero.
Oh, are you talking to me or Floyd?
He's talking to me. He's talking to me, Jim.
Thank you.
What do you want to fact?
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot to me.
You're welcome. Every day I listen to you, I'm coming to work and I get a spiritual good working.
Thank you, Sam. I really appreciate that. That's awfully nice of you to say. And I'm looking forward to sending you the Benefit Finder from Floyd Hurt. And by the way, that's compliments to Floyd Hurt. That's a $25 value, compliments to Floyd Hurt. Sam, what I want you to do, though, is I want you to call us back and tell us how it helped you.
Sure, I will.
Will you do that?
Sure, I will.
Great. Have you got any questions for Floyd?
I would like to ask him how you can get the benefit of this book if you do an export to overseas.
Export to overseas?
Mm-hmm. Yes, American products.
American products overseas.
Right.
Are you in a specific category or are you broad-based?
General.
General category?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Would you do automobiles and would you do clothes? What I always want to know, Sam, is specifically, what are you selling? Okay, the first thing I look at is, what am I offering my client? Then I'll come back and say, why does my client need this? What specific need am I filling out there in the world that they can't get from somebody else? So why would they come to me? So a feature you might have is two-day delivery. Okay, I'm making this up, obviously.
Right.
I don't know your business. So the benefit to the people out there is everyone else is shipping it by sea, and it takes them 6 months to get
right.
it.
Right.
So I try to find that one thing that allows me. Is it that my merchandise, I'm broad-based? If it's broad-based as a feature, mm-hmm. the benefit is I'm your single source. You don't have to look anywhere else. You can save time. You can
right.
save money.
Right.
Is it a very vertical product such as medical goods? It's a very vertical product, such as medical goods. I have, not only do I have the products, but I have the depth of products to answer the needs you need when you need them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I always look for everything that gives me that leg up, that benefit that I can pass on to the client.
That's good. Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
Think of yourself, think of the customer, how they're going to use what you have, and make sure that it's a benefit to them and not just what you think is a benefit.
Sure.
And I would ask them sometimes, why do you come to me? Sometimes that's the best way to find out what the benefit is. Why do you walk in my store? Why did you call me?
Mm-hmm.
I called you because I like you. I'll just make this up. Well, that's a fine benefit. I like dealing with people I like dealing with.
Sam, how do your customers find you? Do you have a website? Do they do it over the internet or some trade publications? How do they find you?
Direct contact, but I would like to make a website soon.
Yes.
And so the feature is you have a website. The benefit is it takes them no time at all to order from you.
Right.
Okay, now you're internationally instantaneous.
Right. Everybody look at it.
Your feature is your website, and the benefit is that when you're dealing with somebody in Singapore, they can do business with you during their normal hours rather than your normal hours.
Yes, that's right, yes. Instead of keep me waiting for the call.
Exactly.
Yep, absolutely.
Sama, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. Stay tuned so James can get your address, and we'll send you the benefit finder from Floyd Hertz.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you,
Sama. And you, sir, are my hero. All right, got to take a break. Floyd, stand by. It's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. 888-822-8255. We'll try to get one more phone call in if you want to give it a try. We'll be right back. All right, we're coasting into the home stretch. But don't unbuckle your seatbelt yet. There's still plenty of surprises that could come out of Floyd Hurt, who's our special guest and our good friend and member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, and the author of Rousing Creativity. Floyd, tell our audience how they can order your book and order the Benefit Finder.
Okay, come right to our website, which is www.rousingcreativity.com.
Right.
Or give us a call, 1-800-THINK-NEW, N-U.
All right. Good. Sounds good. And folks, I recommend you check it out and look for the new copy of Rousing Creativity. I'm sure it's going to be in bookstores.
It'll be out there soon. And also, Jim, there's a new thing on the just as an aside on our website called the Gut Buster, which is a new way of making decisions. It's free. Just come get it. It's really, really very good.
Okay.
And also, if you come on there, you can get on the Creativity Tip of the Week. Just sign in, and every week we give you a piece of information on creativity and brainstorming.
I get that, folks, every week, and it's great. I recommend you check it out. And that's free, isn't it?
Yeah, go online. You can subscribe. Just get on our website, and lots of good stuff there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Floyd. Floyd, let's wrap up the hour by talking about how to use the Benefit Finder with your salespeople.
Cool. Okay. Salespeople, again, are like everybody else. They want to sell the features. Now, what I love is to do a benefit briefing for a specific client before I go into the meeting. So I've got the benefits finder and this piece of paper on the left-hand side of the features that I offer the client. On the right-hand side are the benefits that client will receive if he uses my product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I can do here, Jim, which is interesting, is I can do a reveal method. I can take a piece of paper and cover up the benefit, I notch out the little place where the feature is so you can read the feature.
Mm-hmm.
He can't see the benefit. And I sit with him and say, Mr. Prospect, this is one of the features we have. Can you see how this feature might help you in what you're doing? How would it benefit you? Let him tell you, okay? Remember, if you say it, you believe it. If he says it, he believes it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he might tell you a benefit that you didn't think about.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts to sell himself, and after he's told you what he thinks is a benefit to it, and this is a nice dialogue, you have to be able to play this game very nicely, you reveal the benefit you see for him, and you say, these are the benefits that I see would help you, and then you start discussing each one of those. Again, you have noted which one is the most beneficial to him.
And don't forget, when you ask them that question about what they think the benefit is to them, be sure to use one of the interrogatives in front of your question. Make sure you ask who, what, when, where, how, or why.
Sure.
Because that makes them talk. That makes them talk to you rather than just answer yes or no. And also remember, when you're talking, you're not making a sale. When your customer's talking, you're making a sale.
Absolutely. And at some point down that line, he's going to say, gee, I didn't know you folks did that.
Mm-hmm.
Or he says, you got exactly what I want, but I need it in 5 colors. Gee, Mr. Prospect, if I could give it to you 5 colors right now, do you think we can move forward with this order?
That's a wonderful closing opportunity.
Beautiful closing opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
The second time he says, so you go all the way down, and then you come to a feature that you have no idea how it would benefit him.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, this is a feature, something we offer, we have. Can you help me out and see how it might benefit you? Okay? Then you come back and you got him. The other thing you can do is reverse. Tell me, Mr. Prospect, what benefits would you like from a company like ours that we're not necessarily currently giving you?
Mm-hmm.
He lists them. Point number 7 on your benefit briefing is he lists the benefits he's looking for. You come back to your people and say, how can we solve this problem? And they say, well, let's tweak this a little bit, make it bigger, make it faster, make it stronger. You call him back and say, you know, at point number 7 we were talking about, I got a solution for you. Let me come show you how it works. What's he going to do? He's got to buy it.
Right.
He says he wants it. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a wonderful pre-close.
Absolutely.
It's a great tool. Remember, you're always selling benefits. And let him tell you what he's looking for, he's selling himself.
But first, you've got to be sure that you know the difference between a feature and a benefit.
Absolutely.
And that's got to be the last word, Floyd. Thank you very much for joining us. As always, you were tremendous and very exciting and creative, and I appreciate your time.
Jim, behave.
I will.
I'll talk to you later.
See you next time.
Good.
Bye-bye. Got to wrap it up for this hour, folks. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, like SAMA, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Pat Weber.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.